Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kahal Ashari Avram Iyun, HaParsha series. We're holding Baruch Hashem on Parshas Tzav. The Pasuk says in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, V'chol Dam Loisai Chelu, there's an Isra D'Raisa to consume the blood of an animal. If you look at the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Ches, Maramaka number 1, he aggregates from other Makaris in the Torah that this Isser incorporates three different types of animals. Three subsets of animals, three species of animals are included in the Isser of consuming blood, of Losechil al Hadam. Behema, Chaya, V'oif, a domesticated animal, a wild animal, and a bird, a fowl. Any other animal is not included in the Isser of Losechil al Hadam. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Maramoka number 2, exactly this Nakuda. Ha'oichel kazayis midam behema chaya oif bein tahirim bein tameim oivrim belav zeh v'shar minei dam, any other type of blood. Hein dam odom oidogim v'chagavim oishkotim v'ramosim einoi chayiv aleim yishum lav zeh. You are not over this lav. So, what are you over? Maybe it's mutter entirely. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it depends what we are speaking about. Of course, dam dagim v'chagavim ha-ta'irim ha-dam nechal. We know you can eat the blood of a locust, you can eat the blood of a fish. It's mutter de'raisa, it's mutter de'rabanan, there are no prohibitions at all. Uv'temeyim, ha-dam kedim ha-chelev shalahem, duhu kibisaran du mitam teskufan v'yetzi min ha-tamei tamei. A very important yisoid, which many of us are familiar with. Any byproduct of an animal that's not kosher has the status of the animal itself. For example, an antenna of a insect, even though it's not the flesh of the insect, is also going to be usher. If an insect produces something, that's also going to be usher. So too, the blood of an insect, which is the byproduct, or it is an essential component of the insect, even though it's not the basar, but because it comes from the insect, it's also going to be usher. So if you have the blood of an insect, you're over the isser of shkatzim v'ramasim. You're not over the isser of dam, but you're either Isser of Shkatzim v'Ramasim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what about the blood of a human being? V'dam ha'odam, afa pi shadas ha'rambam, shebasar ha'odam aser ba'asei, gzeres ha'kosev da'adam mutter le'gamrei. The blood of a human being, according to the Rambam, is mutter. We'll get back to that Nakuda in a moment, because first we have to give a brief introduction. In Maramaka number 3 and 4, we discussed the fundamental machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. One of the yisaitistika machlekesim, perhaps in the top 10, certainly in the top 20, of the machlekesim, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel of Machalos Asurais, that it is forbidden de araisa to consume the flesh of a human, basar adam, but it's not a lav, it's only an iser asay. Adam, afa pi shenemer ba vayhi ha'adam nefesh chaya, eina mechlal mine chaya ba'alos parsa, lefikach eina b'loisa asay. You're not over a lav if you engage in cannibalism. Va'oicha b'bsar ha'adam o'michel boi bein min ha'chai, bein min ha'meis, eina loike, aval osir hu ba'asay, she'imon ha'akosa shivas mine chaya v'chulei. The shita of the Rambam is there is a iser asay to consume the flesh of a human being. But it's not a lav, but it's not mutter midiraisa either. It is an iser asay. Says the Ramban, in Tzav Yud Aleph Hey, Maramoka number 4, I disagree with the Rambam. Ve'ein basar mahache shtayim, v'chele mahache shtayim, b'loisa asay ala chilason, v'yodon harav mizesh ene b'loisa abhu ba'asay, ve'ein hadavar kein. Says the Ramban, I disagree. Shebefirsh omru chachamim bedam ha'cheshtayim v'chele ma'cheshtayim shafilu mitzvahs precious midivreim ein boi. Says the Ramban, which is also the shita of the Rashba, and also the shita of the Ravid, that there's no prohibition, the araisa at all, when it comes to consuming the flesh of a human. Not a lav, not an iser asay. In iser derabban, there is ein chanami. So machis Rambam Ramban. Is there an Isra D'Raisa to consume flesh? Says the Rambam. Yes, says the Ramban. No. Says the Ramban, according to what I'm saying, it makes sense why the Gemara says there's no prohibition of consuming the blood of a human being, because since the flesh of a human being is mutter, so too the blood of a human being is also mutter. But what the Minchas Chinuch raised a few minutes ago, which now we're raising once again in the Ramban, is a quandary, seems to be a paradox in the Rambam. The Rambam says that it is an iser asay to consume the flesh of a human being. Klar. However, the Rambam is also clear that the blood of a human being is mutter on a deraisa level. There's no iser asay on the blood of a human being. And that lechere is akasha. That's what the Ramban asks on the Rambam. And that's really what the Magid Mishnah over here asks on the Rambam. We have a rule that habot min hatame tame, like we said earlier. Blood from an insect, even though it's not the flesh of an insect, but it also has the iser of the insect because habot min hatame tame. Whatever something produces has the status of it in and of itself. So if the flesh of a human being is aser, certainly the blood, which is a byproduct of the human being, should also be usr. Yet the Rambam bifurcates and he allows the blood, but he only prohibits the flesh. And Azoy Frekta Magad Mishnah in Maramaka number 5. V'soyvi Rabbeinu Shimhaya Mutloi Ha'amim Kein Elevade Letzaseh Hu She'enai Ava Ba'asei Yeshnoi V'hutrach HaKosev L'mayta V'pnei She'Kosev Ayi Adon Nefesh Chaya V'afa Bi She'adam Ba'achilev Shal Adam Mutaron Legarim Min HaTorah. So what's the chiluk? I v'shninu kol hayetzi min hatamei tamei, whatever a davar ha'aser produces, retains the status of the iser, says the Magid Mishnah, cryptic words, ein oisa klal ela l'tmein bilav, aval hadam eino ela ba'asei, v'hatar hatiru chelboi v'chulei. Says the Magid Mishnah, it's true. We have a rule. Whatever a davar tamei produces retains the status of the davar tamei itself. It has and it is the status of the davar tamei. Whatever an insect produces has the status of the insect. Whatever a nevela produces has the status of a nevela. Whatever a trefa produces has the status of a trefa. But says the Magid Mishnah, that's only by lavin. By iser asay, it's not the case. For some reason, even though haba min hatamei tamei, that's only hatamei bilav, but not hatamei b'iser asay. And of course, that needs a hesber. Why should we differentiate between haba min hatamei tamei by alav and haba min hatamei tamei by an asay, which is mutter? And it's not just a lamdisha shayla. The nafmina lahalacha is dam. Lefi the Rambam, you cannot consume the flesh of a human deraisa, but you could consume the blood of a human on a deraisa level. And there's a beautiful hesber from Chaim Shmulevitz in Sharei Chaim, in Ksubis Ein Ches Gimel, Ma'amraka number 6, which is a fundamental yusoid in all of the Isurei Torah. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it depends. A lav is an iser cheftza. An iser asay is an iser gavra. A lav is a raya, the item itself has in it intrinsic prohibition. It itself is prohibited in the cheftza sheboy, in its innate status. An iser asay does not reflect the item itself. It innately is permitted. Rather, it reflects that a person, an adam, a bar Yisrael, is prohibited to engage in that act. It's an iser gavra for me to do something or not to do something, but not that the item itself is intrinsically prohibited. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Marmaka number 6, Vanira dineher kasav amagim mishnah de'ein yetzim in iser aser elip iser lavin, av yetzim iser asay mutter. And mavur, v'mkemes acheres de'cholak iser asay me iser lav, de'be iser lav ha'chaticha asira, ma'she'enkin iser asay ha'chaticha atzma ha'chaticha seterhu, rak she'otzra toira es maise ha'shimush, but you can't utilize, you can't operate, you can't impinge on this, but it's iser on the gaver, on me. The item itself fundamentally is permissible. Tahainu es ha'achila oyes ha'ana, v'lachein ein ba iser yetzi min ha'iser, de be'emes yetzi min ha'heterhu, de guf ha'davar heterahu. U'masha shimush aser ein ha'shayach el davar atzmai, ava leitz mimenu. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, scintillating, beautiful, excellent, geshmaki yisaydis, that haba min hatamei tamei means that if you take something out of an iser cheftza, it still is the cheftza itself. If you cut a block into 2 pieces, into 3 pieces, into 5 pieces, it's still that block itself. It's all going to be aser. Haba min hatamei tamei. That's iser lav. An iser asay is just the yisoid that the gavra can't do something, the mensch can't do something, but fundamentally the item itself is mutter. Memela, if the item is mutter, so whatever it produces is also going to be mutter. If the blood is produced from a human, the blood is going to be mutter. Maybe there's an iser gavra to eat the blood. There's no such thing. There's no such lav like that. There's an iser gavra to eat the flesh. But because there's no iser gavra to eat the blood, memela, there is no problem with the blood itself. So this is in yeitzi min haklal of a yeitzi min hatamei tamei, only by a lav, not by an iser asay, because one is an iser cheftza and one is an iser gavra. being that we're on the site of blood of Dam, and we're really in the Shleishim Yimei Hachag of Pesach, we're actually about a week and a half away, Habatlin Taiva, we'll give one Nekuda when it comes to Dam as relates to the Chag HaPesach. The Yushami says, Marmaka number 7, that when it comes to Chareises, you have to make it Milsei Omar Zecher LeDam. The Shita of Rabba is that Chareises has made Zecher LeDam in commemoration of the blood. Says the Pnei Moshe in Marmaka number 8 and the Karban Asana Marmaka number 9, which blood are we speaking about? That's a Machlekes HaAchreinim. Says the Pnei Moshe, Zecher LeDam Maka HaRishayna, Sheba Aleim B'midah K'nagad Midah. It's Zecher LeDam Makas Dam. Says the Karban Asana, no, it's Zecher LeDam Sheyashaken B'tit Al Yedodim HaKtanim. It was the blood that they poured on the children that were killed, the blood that the children were shechted. So two different reasons of Zecher LeDam. Is it the dam of Makas Dam? Or is it the dam of the Yiddish children that were killed in Mitzrayim? Of course, that's two fundamental approaches to Chareises. Lefi the Pnei Moshe, it's rememorating the dam of the Makkah. That's a positive recollection. That's the Haskalas HaGeula. According to the Karban Nisanil, no. It's still the Hemshech of the Golus, because it's the blood of the children that were killed. So is the Zecher Adam a positive Zecher or a negative Zecher? L'chayra lefi zeh, we can answer the kasha of the Tur. The Tur says, Emar Amraka number 10, going with the reason of the Bavli, that Chareises is Zecher Letit. Says the Tur, leave it tough ayin, hey. Says the Tur, Emar Amraka number 10, he has a kasha. How can you dip, which we don't do, the matzah into the Chareises? Matzah Zecher Lecheres, v'Chareises Zecher Letit. How can you mix together matzah, which is the geula, and the chareises, which is zeichel etit lefi the bavli, which is the galus? Says the Radvaz in Tshuva Elef, Tuf Ayin Gimel. Says the Radvaz, it depends. There's really two aspects of matzah as well. There's a remez on the lahispik betzekim shalavaisav, which is a raya to the geula, but there's also a remez to the galus because that's what people ate as avodim. Shemein ming avodim shamachilin oisam lechem matzah. Memela says the Radvaz, when you dip the matzah into the chareises, you're dipping the matzah that is the aspect of the avdus into the chareises, which is an aspect of the avdus. But you're not dipping the matzah, which is an aspect of chareis, into the chareises because that would be mixing chareis and galus. L'cha'era, l'fi the Yerushalmi, we can give a different answer. L'fi the Yerushalmi, according to the Pnei Moshe al Kapanim, that it's Zeche l'makas, according to Makas Hadam, so I have no problem that I'm dipping the matzah, which is Zecher for the Geula, into the Chareises, which is Zecher l'dam of the Makas Dam, which is also going to be Zecher l'geula. So l'fi Pnei Moshe, we have a different answer why the Tur's Kasha is not Shver. The Tur is going with the Bavli, but the Fiyu Shalmi, that Chareises is Zecher LeDam, and according to the Pnei Moshe, it's the Dam of Makas Dam, so there's no problem. I could dip my matzah into the Chareises, I could dip my Korban Pesach into Chareises. Chareises is a positive recollection, it's a positive Zecher. According to the Korban Asanal in Chanami, it's Zecher of Shaken Betit Al Yeladim, the blood of the Yiddish children, so in Chanami, that in fact would be a problem of mixing together Golos and Geula, so you'd have to answer like the Radvaz, there's two aspects of matzah, but Akaponim, just in Cheshbin, the Fiyu Pnei Moshe, we have another reason why there's no issue of dipping matzah into chareises, because the dam is a positive dam, and therefore it's being mechaber, geula, and geula. So the din of dam, which is by behema, oif, and chaya, we said chagavim is going to be mutter, dagim is going to be mutter, adami na tame tame, insect blood is going to be usser, human blood is going to be mutter, even though the human itself is going to be usser, the fee the Ramban, humans mutter lagamre, the fee the Rechayim Shalevitz and the Magen Mishnah, we understand why habami na tame tame is only by a lav, because it's davar cheftza sheisura, and not by an aseh, which is nishragavra, so the human is usser for a human to eat, but the human itself is permissible, and therefore the blood is going to be mutter. We had two reasons, zeichel adam by chareises in the Yushami, is it because of makas dam, or is it because of the children that were killed, and an afkamina might be, is dam fundamentally the fee, the Yerushalmi, is chareises fundamentally a positive recollection or a negative recollection? If it is a positive recollection, like the Pnei Moshe, so then we can answer the Tur's Kasha, there's no issue, bichlal, of dipping matzah into chareises, because it's geula with geula, evan, shrev, a wonderful Shabbos.